We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now from the Buffalo Police Department, we have Captain Jeff Rinaldo. Captain, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate your time. I didn't see you on hold until the last couple of seconds.
No problem. Thank you, Tom.
I get involved in my own little zone, my own little world, and everything else doesn't matter. So question number one, have you read the report on Channel 7's website?
I have not read the report, but I know that our department did, under a FOIL request, release the MB-104, which obviously contained the name of the driver of the vehicle.
Okay, question number two. Are you aware of the various theories and skepticism regarding this particular double fatality?
I'm very aware, Tom. I've done multiple interviews on the conspiracy theories surrounding this case. And number one, I can confirm for you that this individual who's a driver of the Maserati is of no relation to any political figures in Western New York. I know that because in order to ensure it, I spoke with various people to confirm that there is no relation, and there is not. Number two, I think that this case is unique because people are under the impression that these investigations should be completed within a day or two, and that's just not the reality of how a complex accident involving two fatalities works.
How complex was this accident, or can you describe what you believe happened in this accident which cost us two lives?
Sure. So what we know for a fact is we know the direction of travel of the Maserati. We know the conditions at night. It was driving rain, and we are working on determining exactly where the vehicle that was ultimately struck, how and when it entered the roadway. Every car that's sold or manufactured in the United States as of 2014 has to contain a black box which logs certain crash test data that's standardized across the manufacturers. The vehicle in question is a 2008 Maserati. It did not have the same set of standards as other vehicles contain. So, number one, our accident investigation unit, which is highly trained and has the latest equipment, has a device that you plug into these boxes to withdraw that data. However, they only have cables for the top 50 manufactured and popular vehicles on the road. They did not have a cable for a Maserati. Secondly, when we were able to speak with people from Maserati to determine what data may or may not be on this box, that is where the question lies. So unlike a standard accident investigation where you have black box data from both vehicles, in this case, we have it from the struck vehicle, not from the striking vehicle yet. So the investigation will rely heavily upon toxicology results as well as the accident reconstruction, which is a very intense, painstaking process to put together exactly what happened prior to the collision.
Okay, I have a bunch of questions. So, sure. According to Edmunds.com, as of 2014, the event data recorders, the black box, a feature of Maseratis, and this was a 2008 Maserati. Are you saying that there was no black box, or are you saying that there was an aftermarket black box installed by perhaps a dealer or some third party?
My understanding, as per my conversation with my accident investigators, is that the car does contain what we normally refer to as a black box. However, the data that's stored on it was a lot of stuff that is used for repair shop work. So in other words, your check engine light comes on, you take your car back to the repair shop, they plug into the black box, and they can pull those types of codes and things like that. So, again, question as to whether or not the specific data points that we would be interested in may or may not have been recorded is what we're trying to get the answer to.
But a 2008 Maserati would not have had a black box as standard equipment. Are you saying that an aftermarket black box manufactured by Maserati was what your investigators uncovered?
They uncovered a type of black box device, and that is what they have spoken with Maserati, both locally as well as abroad, to determine exactly what information may or may not be contained on it. As far as who manufactured the box that was found in the vehicle, I can't answer that because I don't know the answer to that question.
Was the device actually sent to Maserati in Italy?
I believe, as per the Erie County District Attorney's Office, that that device has not yet been sent. They're waiting to get some further instruction from Maserati on exactly what can be downloaded from the device.
Are there any, have you investigated the chance that there are companies locally or companies stateside that would be able to extract whatever data is in that particular device?
My understanding is that the manufacturer of the device that our AIU investigators utilize to withdraw data from all different makes and manufacturers of these vehicles were told that they would have to deal directly with the vehicle manufacturer for that data.
What is the purpose of sending the black box device to Italy when presumably the accident investigators of the Buffalo Police Department on the scene the night of the accident did the standard protocol in terms of accident investigation, especially when there were two fatalities?
It's no different, Tom, than if you know that there's video available in a crime. Despite the work of detectives and everybody else, you still want to get every last piece of evidence that could possibly be available in order to help make a stronger case in terms of this reconstruction.
Question, is it true, Captain Jeff Rinaldo, is it true that toxicology tests did show that Antonio Brown, the driver of the Maserati, was legally drunk?
I can't state that on the record at this point because we are currently waiting for the certified toxicology report. So there's a preliminary report that's issued, and then those results are reviewed by the Erie County lab, and then a certification is issued. So for me to comment on what those results were at this point would be premature.
Whatever the specific results, are we talking about blood?
Yes.
Okay, this is a blood test. Was the blood work court ordered, or did Mr. Brown consent?
It was court ordered.
Okay, a court ordered examination. In terms of why Channel 7 had to go to a request, a Freedom of Information request, why did the Buffalo Police not willingly release the name of the driver of the other vehicle in such a way that would not necessarily inculpate him in any criminal act?
We, as a policy, do not release names of people, whether they are a complainant or a suspect, without somebody being charged with a crime. That holds true regardless of the nature of the investigation. There are times that we would release the name of a suspect or potentially show a video or photograph of a suspect if we are unsure of who the person is and we're trying to identify them or their whereabouts. In this case, the driver of the said vehicle has not been charged yet with a crime. And until a determination is made and if he is charged, we do not release names in those cases.
Now, this accident took place back in October. The court-ordered blood work presumably would have been done shortly after the accident. How long does it typically take to have certified toxicology reports on your desk?
Toxicology reports can take anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how busy the lab is, the priority of how it falls in line with other requests that were pending. It is not, unlike what people see on popular TV shows, a 2-hour or 12-hour turnaround for those results.
I can certainly remember, though, I mean, a number of occasions where shortly after an accident in which the driver is allegedly or was allegedly intoxicated, charges followed shortly after the incident. Am I missing something?
A lot of those cases, it's a result of the driver submitting to a breathalyzer test, which on its own stands under court scrutiny as a certified result. Again, other cases, it depends on nature of the investigation, whether or not an accident reconstruction is necessary, and all the other factors that play into each case that's unique. This past summer, we had a driver who struck and killed a pedestrian, and it took almost 3.5 months before we were able to lay criminal charges in that case because, again, multitude of circumstances, everything from waiting for blood results, accident reconstruction, interviews, and things of that nature. Sometimes these cases do take months to complete.
Based upon the accident reconstruction done shortly after the accident, is there a strong possibility that Mr. Brown, in addition to allegedly being intoxicated, may have committed other infractions which contributed to this double fatality of two innocent people?
Well, in any accident, whether there's an injury, no injury, you have to look at the actions of both vehicles prior to the collision. You then have to determine right of ways. You have to determine direction of travel. You have to determine speed of vehicles. In this case, there's other factors based on the weight of the Maserati versus the weight of the victim's car. It's considerably different. So it created a much larger debris field that required a lot more measurement utilizing our total station and other electronic devices. So it's not always as simple as simply taking some pictures, pulling out a yardstick, and then making that determination.
Does the extent of the debris field indicate a high rate of speed?
It's tough to say that at this point until I see the final accident reconstruction report, which, again, we're hoping to have completed sometime by the end of this month.
It was a rainy night. The roads were wet. Did the weather in any way impede the accident investigators on the ground?
I wouldn't say it impeded it, but it definitely creates some challenges when you're working a crash scene in the rain. You want to do everything you can to ensure that the scene is well documented, that the scene is secured, and that you're able to take the measurements and shoot the scene, as they say, with the total station as accurately as possible.
Is that the 360-degree device that offers the basically the reconstruction of the entire scene?
Correct.
Okay. One more question. When can the people of Western New York and of Buffalo expect further action or further action based on additional information from the Buffalo Police?
Sure. So once our accident reconstruction is completed, and that depends on not only the physical reconstruction as well as whether or not any information will be forthcoming from the black box and the toxicology results, that information from our accident investigation unit will be turned over to the Erie County District Attorney's Office. Once they have reviewed it, then they will make a determination on the appropriateness of any charges in this case.
Captain Jeff Rinaldo from the Buffalo Police Department, grateful for your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night, evening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.